What if I told you that every moment of unhappiness you've experienced was completely optional? That sounds absurd, right? We've all been conditioned to believe that circumstances dictate our emotions, that bad traffic makes us angry, criticism makes us hurt, and disappointment makes us sad. But here's the revolutionary truth. You are the architect of your own emotional life. Your feelings don't come from external events. They emerge from your thoughts about those events. This simple shift in understanding changes everything. When someone cuts you off in traffic, the situation itself contains no emotion. You generate anger through your thoughts about being disrespected or delayed. The moment you grasp this, you reclaim tremendous power. You control your thoughts. Your thoughts create your feelings, and therefore, you control your feelings. This isn't positive thinking or denial. It's recognizing that happiness is your natural state, and unhappiness is something you've learned. The question isn't how to find happiness, it's how to stop creating misery. Self-love isn't selfish. It's the foundation for genuine connection. If you believe you're worthless, your love becomes valueless, like counterfeit currency. Real love means allowing others to be who they are without demanding validation, which only becomes possible when you're secure in your own worth. Consider Noah, who couldn't say, "I love you," because he feared rejection. His declaration wasn't about giving, it was extracting confirmation of his value. With self-love, whether someone reciprocates becomes their choice, not a judgment of your worth. You exist. You are human. That alone determines your value. No permission needed. Accept your physical self completely. For changeable aspects you dislike, make them goals. For unchangeable features, recognize you've adopted society's arbitrary standards. True intelligence isn't inborn, but the time you invest mastering skills. The child you once were knew this instinctively. The goal is simply returning home to that original self-love. Needing approval means placing others' opinions above your own self-assessment. Enjoying praise is natural, but needing it becomes a prison. Our culture systematically undermines independent thinking. From childhood, we're taught to doubt ourselves, check with parents, ask teachers for permission, seek authorities for guidance. By adulthood, most respond with, "I don't know, you tell me." The supreme irony? Those who receive the most approval rarely seek it. The most respected people are candid, direct, and independent. Like the wise cat who found happiness by going about his business rather than chasing his tail, approval comes naturally to those who don't pursue it. Here's a liberating truth. You can never please everyone. Lincoln recognized this. "I do the very best I know how. If the end brings me out all right, what is said against me won't amount to anything." Practical strategies include using you statements that recognize others' reactions belong to them, directly acknowledging manipulation attempts, and actively seeking disapproval to build resilience. The path forward isn't seeking universal agreement. It's trusting your own judgment completely. You are what you choose today, not what you've chosen before. Those "I'm" statements, "I'm shy," "I'm not musical," "I'm clumsy," originate from childhood labels others pinned on you and convenient excuses you created to avoid discomfort. These self-descriptors create vicious circles. You believe "I'm shy," attend a social gathering, experience fear, behave shyly, reinforcing your belief. Rather than intervening between fear and behavior, you justify your actions with an "I'm," avoiding the risk-taking necessary for growth. Your self-limiting labels provide neurotic dividends. The "I'm poor at math" label helps you avoid difficult learning. The "I'm unorganized" excuse manipulates others into doing things for you. These labels aren't reality. They're decisions you've made and continue to make. Leaving your past behind requires taking risks. Replace "I'm" statements with "Until today, I've chosen to be that way." Announce intentions to close friends. Set behavioral goals to act differently. You're not defined by human nature, but by your choices. You can learn to be almost anything if you choose to do so. Guilt and worry are useless emotions, opposite ends of the same erroneous zone. Guilt immobilizes you over past behavior, while worry paralyzes you about the future. Neither changes what happened or controls what might happen. We've become guilt machines, conditioned by manipulative messages. I'll do it with my bad back. You've disgraced us, if you loved me. The psychological payoff is self-defeating. Guilt lets you avoid self-enhancement by focusing on the past, shifting responsibility backwards so you dodge present change. Many believe feeling guilty long enough will earn forgiveness. The greater the transgression, the longer the required remorse. Worry is equally embedded in our culture, equating it with love and caring. Yet not one moment of worry improves anything. Like the 32 million Americans in 1860 who worried endlessly, all are now dead and their worrying changed nothing. To eliminate these patterns, recognize the past cannot be changed and the future remains unaffected by anxiety. Ask what you're avoiding now by dwelling on guilt. View present moments as times to live rather than obsess. Make a worry list to see how few concerns actually materialize. Face your fears with productive action rather than paralysis. Only the insecure crave security. Society prizes caution over curiosity, creating psychological barriers to fulfillment. Einstein understood that the most beautiful thing we can experience is the mysterious, the true source of art, science, and growth. History's most effective people, Franklin, Beethoven, Da Vinci, Einstein, weren't limited to one domain. They pioneered where others feared to tread. External security, money, house, job, is ultimately a myth. The only real security is internal, trusting yourself to handle whatever life delivers. Fear of failure paralyzes, yet failure is merely someone else's opinion. Churchill noted, "The maxim, nothing avails but perfection, may be spelled paralysis." About 75% of people have an external locus of control, assigning responsibility for emotions to outside forces. The internally controlled person takes ownership with I statements. Eliminating right-wrong categories means accepting that things are simply different, not better or worse. To escape convention's trap, list rules you follow mindlessly, then create your own sensible guidelines. Growth resides in the unknown, in the road less traveled. Justice doesn't exist in nature or human affairs. While fighting injustice is admirable, becoming emotionally paralyzed by its absence is self-defeating. The demand for justice destroys relationships through constant comparison and lets others control your emotions. The person free from erroneous zone behavior genuinely exists. They like virtually everything about life: rain, heat, traffic jams, solitude. They live completely free from guilt and anxiety, never lamenting past actions. They display striking independence, functioning without requiring approval, and find humor in virtually all situations. Most significantly, they genuinely love themselves and always treat themselves well, with no room for self-pity or self-rejection. Though not problem-free, they're free from emotional immobility. They don't chase happiness, they live, and happiness becomes their natural payoff. This isn't a distant ideal, it's your birthright. Every moment spent in guilt, worry, approval seeking, or self-rejection is stolen from the magnificent life waiting for you. The choice has always been yours. Choose freedom. Choose now.